Israel strikes Syria, warns Erdogan, and dares NATO to respond. Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz issued a pointed public warning to Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Thursday, accusing him of dragging Turkey into what Katz called dangerous adventures in Syria. The warning followed Israeli strikes on a Syrian airbase that Israel tacitly acknowledged strikes targeting infrastructure that, according to Israeli officials, was being prepared to receive Turkish troops. The target was not a Syrian militia or government force. It was a facility intended for the military of a NATO member state. The diplomatic weight of that distinction is considerable. Turkey and Israel's relationship deteriorated sharply after October 7, 2023, and Erdogan has been among the most vocal international critics of Israeli military operations in Gaza. Katz's statement moved beyond policy disagreement into what amounts to a direct deterrence message directed at a sitting head of state. The backdrop is Syria's post-Assad vacuum. Since Bashar al-Assad's government collapsed in late 2024, Syria has become a contested space where multiple external powers project influence simultaneously. Turkey has long maintained a presence in northern Syria, and with Damascus's new governing structure still consolidating, Erdogan appears to be positioning for a larger footprint, possibly including use of the very airbase Israel struck. Israel's apparent calculation is that any Turkish military infrastructure in Syria constitutes an intolerable threat vector, regardless of Ankara's NATO membership. That calculation creates an obligation problem with no clean answer. Under Article 5 of the NATO Treaty, the United States carries defense commitments to Turkey. Israel remains America's closest regional ally. A direct confrontation between the two over Syrian territory would make honoring both simultaneously impossible, a scenario no one in Brussels or Washington has been willing to address publicly. Erdogan had not responded to Katz's statement as of the time of recording, though his track record suggests a quiet retreat is unlikely. The signal to watch, according to reporting on the situation, is whether Turkey proceeds with troop movements reportedly planned for August 29 that may have been linked to the struck airbase. A pause would indicate Katz's message landed. Continuation would suggest Erdogan views the strike as a temporary obstacle rather than a binding red line.